This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The weekend is coming, but it's not bringing the sense of relief and relaxation that it did only a couple of weeks ago. Nevertheless, many people are trying to slowly reestablish something resembling normal life and will be going to the movies this weekend to at least briefly take their minds off the catastrophe and our uncertain future. Earlier today, I called Bruce Goldstein, the director of repertory programming at the Film Forum, a movie theater in downtown Manhattan. Bruce, I consider the Film Forum an important part of New York's, of Manhattan's cultural life, because you show repertory movies with respect for the movies and the audience. Nice theater, comfortable, interesting films. How does it feel to be showing movies now?
Well, I think it's a very important thing we're doing, doing what we do and just showing movies. I think people who live in New York really want to think about something else for at least an hour or two, and we started feeling that on Friday. We closed our offices immediately on Tuesday, and we were closed through Thursday. It didn't seem right to open on Thursday even, especially since the theater is on Howson Street, which is the staging area for the relief effort, and it was very grim downtown. But starting on Friday, things came to life again, and people have been calling. They want to come see the movies, especially the films I'm showing right now, because, Film Forum has two programming policies. One is the first run side, which Karen Cooper runs. She's the director of the theater, and I run the repertory side. And a lot of people want to come see the old movies. And it just happens that I'm in the middle, actually toward the end of an 8-week festival devoted to the NYPD, which has a new resonance, I guess. And they're older movies, and people want to see the older movies.
How do those movies look different to you now than they did before September 11th?
Well, that's very interesting. I went to see a movie the other day called The Tattooed Stranger. It's a bit of a film noir sleeper. It's actually kind of an independent film made in New York, released by RKO, Hollywood Studio, but a real independent feel to it. And it's about the homicide of a single woman, and the entire NYC homicide squad is looking for the killer, and it seems so quaint to me and the audience. The other thing I notice is that it's really hard to watch anything right now without being reminded of last week. I showed a film from 1914, mind you, called The Lineup at Police Headquarters the other day. And you thought that that would be a nice diversion, simpler times and everything. But there was a scene in which the crooks hijack a seaplane. And I'm seeing this in every movie I've seen the last few days at the theater. Some reminder of last week. I think it's impossible to avoid that, and I think people are on edge right now, and they will be for a long time, and a lot of things will set them off. Yesterday, I showed a film called The Bowery about two competing fire brigades in the 1890s, and then the battleship Maine is blown up, and, of course, that was the Pearl Harbor, the World Trade Center disaster of its day, so we were reminded of last week. A very innocent comedy, but still it set me thinking, at least.
I noticed today you're showing The Warriors, and this is a
grim
film about street gangs in New York who are trying to get to their home turf, but every step of the way there's an alien gang that they have to fight. And it's a really grim movie in which the subways are hell and the streets are hell.
Yeah.
How do you feel about showing that one today?
Well, I thought about canceling it, but I decided that it would be less chaotic to just try to keep to our schedule. Now, there were other films that were canceled because of the catastrophe. Cruising and Bad Lieutenant were originally scheduled for Tuesday and Wednesday. And our big problem last week was shipping to Manhattan was curtailed, and the entire series, I thought, was in jeopardy. I didn't think shipping would be back to normal for weeks, but it actually came back on Friday. I got a print on Friday. So I was trying to figure out, using the prints that were in the theater, which films to replace the canceled films with. And some of the titles that I had were Cruising, Bad Lieutenant, Night Falls on Manhattan, and I nixed all of them because I didn't want to show a film called Night Falls on Manhattan. I didn't want to show Cruising because it was too violent and too dark, view of Manhattan. Bad Lieutenant, the same. I wanted to replace them with lighter fare, so I'm going to reschedule Shaft and Cotton Comes to Harlem. But I didn't want to screw around with the schedule I already had. I want people to know that we're back in business and the rest of the schedule is firm.
What was it like the first night you opened the theater a week ago?
It was very quiet, and the neighborhood still looked like a war zone, and there's still a lot of reminders, of course, but it's a lot less grim than it was last week. Up to Thursday, through Thursday, there were barricades on Houston Street, all along Houston Street. The air also was pretty bad last week, and it's better now. But even yesterday, I was walking from the theater and looking south, and you could see the huge clouds of dust coming from the site, from Houston Street. So you'll never forget it. Also, there are little makeshift shrines all over the neighborhood. The fire station that shares the block with Film Forum lost 11 men, and that became a shrine. It has become a shrine, I mean.
Have you been wanting to watch movies or to work?
Oh, I've definitely wanted to work. The first few days we all wanted to volunteer, but they didn't really want volunteers. And now I realize the most important thing is just to get on, do what we do.
Reopen the city.
Reopen the theater. I think people want it to get back to normal. I mean, we're still in mourning, and I think we're always going to be a little bit in mourning from now on. I'm sure of it, but I think it's important that we just keep going. And we were all very depressed last week. The whole country was, the whole world was. But I took a train ride out to my mother's on Long Island. I looked out at the skyline. I said, "Well, it's still there. New York is still there. Downtown is still there." And the life of downtown is returning. The restaurants are full. We're regaining our audience. We were down 50% the first week, but the last few nights have been pretty good. So we're hopeful.
If people want to stay home this weekend and pay homage to New York by watching a good movie that has Manhattan at its center, are there movies that you'd recommend?
Oh, there are so many, hundreds. I've done five or six film festivals devoted to New York City. The current NYPD, I did one called NYC Noir a few years ago, 60, 70 movies. I did one called The Silent City, in which I just showed silent film shot in Manhattan. And I did one a couple of years ago called Madcap Manhattan, basically a comedy series set in Manhattan. I'm going to recommend some great New York comedies, starting with It Should Happen to You with Judy Holliday, George Cukor's film with Judy Holliday and Jack Lemmon in his debut. There's one on called Speedy with Harold Lloyd, one of the great New York comedies. I don't think it's out on tape yet, but it will be within the year, I believe. The Apartment, of course, more of a bittersweet film, but one of the great New York films. Billy Wilder's The Apartment with Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine. One of my favorites, Easy Living with Gene Arthur. Nothing Sacred with Carol Lombard and Frederick March. My Man Godfrey with Carol Lombard and William Powell. The Awful Truth with Cary Grant and Irene Dunne. The Cameraman with Buster Keaton, one of the great silent shot on location in New York. Of course, The Producers. There's so many of them. A Thousand Clowns, which I want to pay tribute to because the play on Broadway is closing because of last week's disaster. So many. Blessed Event, an early pre-code comedy with Lee Tracy and Dick Powell. Breakfast at Tiffany's. Oh, the list goes on and on. Of course, the Condon Green films. The Bandwagon, it's a great New York film. On the Town, of course. And all the great New York musicals.
Why don't you mention a couple?
We might want to pay tribute to Broadway this week also, and there are a lot of great movie musicals that were adapted from Broadway. The Music Man is a particular favorite with Robert Preston. That's now out on a beautiful DVD. That's one that springs to mind. Annie Get Your Gun is now out on... it had been unavailable for decades, and now it's back on a beautifully... restored video and DVD. There are many of them.
You're going ahead with your schedule of New York movies about the New York police. Hollywood is pulling some of its movies. movies that have terrorist attacks in them, even movies, I think, that have firefighters in them. I'm wondering what you think about Hollywood's reaction, whether you think it's a good idea or a bad idea to be pulling movies now.
I think it's a good idea to be pulling movies about terrorists and buildings being blown up and things like that. I do think it's a good idea. But as far as pulling older films, I think that's kind of silly in a way. When we look at movies, old movies are filled with things that are no longer politically correct, you know, but they're historical, and we have to look at them as something that was created in the past, and I don't think we should be centering history.
Have you ever felt over the past couple of weeks that you've been in a movie?
Well, no, because in a movie there's a beginning, a middle, and a happy ending, or on the most part, and we don't see the happy ending yet.
We don't even see the ending.
No, exactly. And when I look at World War II, it's a beginning, a middle, not really a happy ending because they dropped a bomb on two entire cities. So that's not really a happy ending, but there is an ending. And to me, that's the way it seems, growing up post-war, being, baby boomer, it seems like a story. But this is not a story. And we're part of it. In that respect, I guess we're part of the movie.
Well, Bruce, I'm really glad you're well. I'm glad your theater's intact. And, good luck to you, and thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry.
Bruce Goldstein is the director of repertory programming at the Film Forum in downtown Manhattan. This is Fresh Air.